So, for some odd reason, recently I've been having speaking difficulties, if that makes sense, for some odd reason. Like, let's just say I'm going on a walk and I see someone that I know, not like my friend or anything, just like an adult that maybe lives in my estate or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, good evening. Like, I can't speak. Like, I'm just trying to get the words out of my mouth. And it's not leaving my mouth, and I'm just there, like hitting my leg, like, babes, fucking speak. Because I'm like saying to my head like 10 times, but I can't say it out loud once. And then I don't know, I just panic for some odd reason, like, why is this happening? And also, like, when I go to like a shop to get something, and I'm like in my head, like, okay, good evening, I want to buy this. Like, I'm practicing my head, basically, kind of weird. But then I can't even say it out loud. Like, I'm trying to speak, but like, it's not coming out. Like, that's fucking weird. Like, I'm too grown for that shit. Like, why is that happening? For some odd fucking reason, it's been happening for like a week, and it's just so, it's not embarrassing because like, they don't know that I'm struggling to speak. But then for me to say something in my head 10 times and not be able to say it out loud more than once, it's fucking crazy. So I sound different. I feel like I sound different. Maybe because I'm kind of tired. I don't care. I'm still going to talk to a mic anyways. I'm trying to prove to myself that I can speak because it's so fucking strange. I normally don't have speaking difficulties because I don't have any reason to be afraid to speak. But then I just go and I just panic and I'm like, not even able to say the words out loud. It's fucking strange, man. It's fucking strange. But we are going to the episode. I just want to give you guys a very honest disclaimer before we even start this episode because I know before I even say anything that I'm going to sound fucking crazy. I know that for fucking sure. I've been having Kanye moments left, right, center. It's going to keep happening, but I know I'm going to sound crazy and I just want to say, don't think I'm crazy. Just say, okay, she's having a moment. And then just listen and then be like, oh wow, she's fucking crazy, but I respect that she was having a moment. And maybe it made sense in her head. It didn't make sense to me, but it made sense to her. And she's my best friend and I want her to be happy. That's the vibe. That is the fucking vibe. But let me tell you how this episode came about. So I saw a TikTok that said, my internal dialogue is so insanely different to the way I speak in real life. If I could record the way I speak to myself and the ways in which I think, everyone would see me in a different way. Wait, and everyone would see a different me entirely. Have I ever said this before? I think I said this in an episode that I deleted. I can read, like out loud. Obviously, I can read, but like, I can read out loud. So if I were reading off of something, you guys would know I'm reading off of something because of the way I sound, because I can't really read well. And it's not that embarrassing to admit, honestly, because like, I'm never that one that would be like, oh, pick me to read in class, that kind of vibe. Hell no, I can't fucking read. Your bitch can't read. But yes, I can read, and like, no shame in the game. Like, I can read out loud well enough, like, except I practice like many, many times, obviously. But like, just reading, impromptu kind of, I can't read. And that's crazy. But so you guys should know that every time you hear me reading and I'm just sounding like a fucking robot. Anyways, so when I read that TikTok caption thingy, I just thought to myself, perception versus reality. And I have been thinking about this for a very fucking long time, but I just didn't know how to word what I was thinking. So this person just did God's work here for me. Fuck, I was about to choke. I'm about to choke. But I am very fucking excited to talk about this because it's so interesting how everyone in every area of my life has a very different perception of me. If that makes sense. I know it makes sense. I'm not going to gaslight myself. And I've always asked myself, I hope it's not about staring at me. I'm going to fucking go crazy. I'm hearing brain, but it sounds like footsteps. But it's 1 a.m., so who is walking around? I don't fucking know. But let me just give the person like a minute more. Okay, I don't think anyone is there. I think I'm just going crazy. But I've always asked myself why I was so different when interacting with different groups of people. I was even thinking I maybe had some, you know, personality disorder. But then I just realized that we kind of live off people's perceptions of us most of the time. And that's why we behave differently. When I saw that TikTok, I was wowed. And I even posted about it because my podcast almost perfectly, if not perfectly, captures my internal dialogue. My internal dialogue is so fucking insane. And the fact that for years, I wasn't able to explain it or even bring it out of my head, and I'm able to do that on my podcast right now, is fucking insane. The voice, the tone, the way I pronounce things, how calm I am sometimes, the unfunny humor even, the doubting myself and saying, oh, does that make sense? Or if that makes sense, after every sentence. This podcast captures that internal dialogue so fucking well that I sometimes feel like a phony, still having to, you know, put up with external perceptions of me when I already have this real version of myself out there somewhere, if that makes sense. Like, the way I speak is even the biggest one for me because it's so freaking different. And it was so interesting, especially when I, you know, started the podcast, because I was shocked at how I was able to properly, you know, put out what was in my head with the voice and everything involved. And obviously, I noticed that I sounded differently, but I was like, this is the reality. So like any other version of me, it's just me feeding into perceptions. And obviously, I don't know anyone else's reality. And that's why I drive myself crazy thinking that I'm fake sometimes. Because I find myself engaging in conversations that real me, if that makes sense. I'm just going to say real me instead of saying reality. Because like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I find myself engaging in conversations because reality. Doesn't make sense. So like the real me, but like I'm not saying it to mean like real me, because that sounds fucking crazy. But like I find myself doing things and engaging in conversations that the real me is just not interested in. And I think it's because of the fact that there's a wall between people's perceptions of me and my reality. And I, to some extent, like that wall, because it kind of gives me satisfaction that anyone can say anything they want to say about me because they don't actually know me, so it doesn't really affect me. Like, I would let people know the real me if I find people who I think are similar to the real me, and I have found that sometimes in some relationships. And it's so interesting how I become this happy person when I find someone who kind of gets me, if that makes sense, or in these relationships, because I feel like I don't have to put up a front anymore. And that's like the beauty of like having your own people. No faking, no perceptions, no expectations. It's so fucking perfect. And that's why I overemphasize the importance of real friendships. And I was even asking myself a few days ago, like, do I really not want kids? Like, you have the biggest shot at having your own people. And that's so fucking beautiful. Oh my fucking days. Like, being so free to the point that you don't even want to think sometimes because you just can't say everything out loud. Like, fuck them kids. But that's like the biggest source of joy, if that makes, in a human being, I would say. Not like the biggest source of joy, but like in a human being. I think having your own kids is definitely very high on that list. Still fuck them kids, but then again, you know, if that makes sense. Like, I'm actually getting fucking crazy thinking about this. Like, having to no longer put up a facade because they know the real you. And I think it's so funny because my defense mechanism when I feel like someone is getting too close to like bringing out the real me is I just make them look so fucking stupid. And I noticed this like a while back. One of my friends was just randomly, this babe was like, I want to know the real you. I feel like you're a different person everywhere, to me, to your friends, and on your podcast. And I was just like, like, what did you say? Oh, for real? I didn't even notice. Are you serious? I don't know what you're talking about, but low-key in my head I was like, just shut up there before I just gaslight the fuck out of you. Don't even try to bring out the real me. And it was just so funny, but it's so interesting because the person I am in my head is 1 million times better than the person that I present to people. But like, perceptions from a very young age have kind of ruined me to the point where I don't see myself showing the real me to real people, especially people who are familiar with the old me, if that makes sense. And yes, perceptions are bad somehow for the person being perceived, but at the same time, I'm like, it's good and bad, because on one hand, it's like, oh, wow, I have to live up to this perception that someone has of me, because, you know, if I act differently, they would question me, if that makes sense. But on the other hand, it's like, this person's opinion of me can never bother me because they don't know me, if that makes sense. Like, before I keep saying things like perception, reality, let me just put this in there because some people like to twist my words. I'm not saying, oh, I killed someone because I was perceived as a murderer. And now I'm saying, oh, this crime I committed can't bother me because that's not the real me. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about living my day-to-day life and mundane, simple stuff. It's just very interesting to me because I've had so many perceptions of me, and it got to a point where I just got silent because the perceptions were just too fucking much. And I was just like I don't know who to conform to. I don't know who. So it's just all kind of weird. Let me even tell you guys different perceptions of me at different stages of my life, because I think it's going to be very fun to break down different perceptions of me. I actually have a list for this one because I thought it was going to be fun to let you guys know. So let me start with the first one. This one was when I was a younger child, like ages, let's say 0 till ages 10. Age 10, if that makes sense. I was very quiet. I was perceived as very quiet because I was very quiet, to be very honest. I think I've probably said this 1,000,001 times on this podcast, and you guys are probably very tired of me, you know, saying that I was very quiet as a child. And I'm sure you guys are like, shut the fuck up, we get it. Like, should we cry for you because you were quiet as a child? But I was perceived as this shy, socially awkward child. I was never that. The reason I was very quiet was because I didn't really like adults. I still don't, if I'm being completely honest. And I was around adults most of the time. And sometimes I was just extremely uncomfortable. And that's why I was quiet. But because of the fact that I was perceived as quiet, I felt like I had to live up to that. And that's where the problems kind of came for me. And I also had a very fucking crazy mind when I was a child. Like, even crazier than today. And that's insane. I had so many thoughts. Like, I was so freaking crazy. I can't even imagine my inner dialogue at that time, because I'm sure it was fucking crazy. But I was a very crazy child to myself. I didn't have friends. It wasn't even like, oh, I was my truest self to my friends. I didn't have friends. If I'm being completely honest, I didn't have friends. Maybe only family friends. But like, it didn't really have any value because I was young. Like, what the fuck did I know? So I was just going kind of crazy in my head. And then I got into high school when I was, I think, 11 or 10. 10 or 11, I think. But when I was going into high school, I kind of wanted a change. I think I've talked about this before, so it's not even new for anyone that has been listening to the pod. Like, I wanted a change. I didn't want to be perceived as this quiet child. And I actually asked my friends that I went to high school with how I was perceived in high school. And there was a split, like a completely huge fucking split. My really close friends said that they felt like I gave too many chances to people, and that, you know, they felt like I was misunderstood. And then another different side of people just said it up front. I thought you were a bitch. I thought you were mean. I thought you were rude. And obviously there are two different sides. But like, I appreciate the honest responses. The ones that said that they thought I was a bitch and all of that. But like, majority of people who had those perceptions of me had never even spoken to me. So I think it was kind of a thing of, association. I had friends who were loud and known, all of that, and outspoken, and people would just say, oh, well, she's friends with those people, so she's definitely a mean girl and all of that. And I think the funny thing was, my friends weren't even bad people. The friends I had when people had those perceptions of me, I'm not friends with many of them right now, but I can still say with my chest that they weren't bad people. I think it was just a thing of attaching self-respect and not allowing people to cross you, or maybe just even being known by a lot of people to being a bully. And my friends at that time were not bullies. And if they were, I can admit that, because obviously we've grown, but they weren't. But I think it's just kind of crazy how people project their insecurities on other people. It's weird, and it's still a thing of perception and how they were perceived. And I was also perceived based off of association, basically. And all through high school, I never had the mindset of, this person is above me. Many people had that mindset of, oh, I can speak my mind and I can confront everyone except one person. Do you get, like, they just had that perception that some people are above others. And I never had that mindset. If I had something to say, I would say it 1000%. And it wasn't even because I wanted to be problematic, but it was just because I just saw everyone as equals, and I just never thought someone was cooler than me or someone was cooler than someone else. Like, I never in my life thought that. And I feel like the reason why I got along with other, like, loud kind of, and let's say other people who were also perceived like I was because they also didn't put anyone on a pedestal. And I feel like people are always quick to say, oh, I think she's mean, I think she's rude, I think she's a bitch. But it's like, you are scared of me because you put me on a pedestal. Like, nothing was different about me if you compared me to everyone else that was in the same year as me, if that makes sense. Like, there was nothing that was different about me. I, till this day, don't think there was anything that I did that made people have that, I wouldn't even say perception of me, but I'd say, like, putting me on this stupid pedestal of, oh, wow, she's so scary. Oh, wow, she's kind of rude. Oh, wow, she's a bitch. Like, it's like, you put me on that pedestal and now you're complaining about me being on that pedestal, but I didn't put myself there. It's kind of crazy. And because of the pedestal, I was perceived as scary. And I also think that those people who saw me as scary also perceived themselves as less than me. And honestly, for some time, it didn't really affect me, because when people got to know me, they realized that I wasn't a mean, scary bitch. And I think that's why the perception that people wrote of me, like my close friends, were very nice, because they were my friends, obviously, and there wasn't any power dynamic. And, you know, I honestly didn't know that people had weird perceptions of me until I was in, like, I think year 10. And I was just like, oh, what the fuck? And people actually think I'm a fucking scary bitch. Like, come on. That's kind of weird. But even while getting to know me, some people still had the perception that I was this scary monster, even while knowing that I'm a fucking child who likes to play. I think the reason people still had those perceptions of me was because they were just projecting. They perceived themselves as less than me for some odd, stupid reason. And now I can think about it and say, oh, wow, that was a them problem. But then it was like, what can I do to prove that I'm not a mean, scary bitch? And obviously, when I got older, I didn't really care anymore, because my friends knew I was a fucking psycho fly, basically. And if someone was like, oh, I'm scared of Deborah, I would just laugh. And my friends also laughed too. So it was just a funny thing to me and my friends, it didn't really bother me. But, like, it was just also kind of annoying, because it was like, people that didn't know me had so much things to say about me. And it was also funny, kind of, how people's perceptions can actually drive you crazy. And I even remember So basically, let me give you a backstory, kind of. My dad's driver used to, like, take me to school back and forth, obviously, because who else would take me to school? So he got fired, and then my dad, for some odd reason, thought that he could take me to school and bring me back every single day. Like, why did he think that would work? But that didn't work. It didn't go on for very long. And before you know it, I found myself in school bus. And obviously, I was in year 10 at that time. So, like, everyone in the bus already knew each other from, like, since you get... So, like, I was new to the bus and everything. And when I got to the bus, I think there were, like, 9 people in the bus. And I only knew 2 of them. And it wasn't even, like, I only knew 2 people well. And I have seen the other people once or twice in school. I had never seen them in my whole entire fucking life. And I was just going by my life. And then one day, one of the girls, she was, like, I think 2 or 3 grades below mine. I really don't remember. But she was like, oh my god, you're so nice and cute. I thought you were this scary and mean bitch before. And I was like, what did I do to you that you thought that of me? And she was like, oh, we never actually spoke. You just look mean and everyone thought you were mean. And I was just like, why does that happen? And how do people assume so much from how I look? Because when people say things like, oh, I was seen as a bully, but I actually wasn't, it sounds like they're lying, obviously. It sounds like they're just trying to play the victim and trying to cover up the bad shit they did. But, like, people were out there assuming that I was a bitch because I look mean, which is so stupid, honestly. Because I have people telling me that I look cute on a daily basis. And you're going to tell me that I have a resting bitch face and I look mean. Like, if you don't like me, just say that you don't like me. Don't lie, because I don't have a resting bitch face. Like, I can argue about that from the day I was born to the day I die, because I don't have a resting bitch face. I have big eyes. I look relatively cute, like a child. Like, if you could only see my face, you think I'm a child. So, like, if you don't like me, just say that. Don't say that I have a resting bitch face and I look mean, because I don't think I look mean. I think you just think I'm mean, so you're trying to attach your perception of me to my reality, if that even makes sense. But moral of the story, I was not perceived nicely in high school for the most part, and it almost scarred me, because people were out there trying to make friends and having fun, and I was out there thinking I have friends, but then it would be the story of, oh, that person isn't actually your friend, they're just following you, when we were literally friends. Like, it was so fucking annoying. Like, I'm actually going crazy. I've tried to, like, block out this whole experience from my life, but it's just so annoying how people just put people on a stupid pedestal. Like, let's just say I'm friends with someone and they're like, oh, the person is just following you. And I'm like, no, we are friends. Like, I know you don't have friends, that you don't know how friendships work, but we are friends. And it's just so weird, because, like, they make people feel uncomfortable being around me, if that makes sense. And they're just like, what the fuck? So people were out there making friends, having fun, and I was out there trying to convince people that I wasn't a bitch. Life was so fun. Thank God I'm not in high school anymore, because I would have killed myself. But if I'm just joking, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But another perception of me in high school was that I was loud. When I was in year 7, I obviously was not very quiet, but I was quiet because obviously I didn't know anyone and I was just new to the school. And because of the company I kept, people thought that I was loud and all of that crazy stuff. And before you know it, I found myself conforming to that perception of me until I got mentally exhausted in my final year. And I think I even talked about this before. I was a different person at home versus me in school. So, like, I would never even want my friends to come over, because then I would have to fight between the perception that my family had of me and the perception that my friends have of me, which was scary. And high school kind of scarred me, let me not even lie, kind of. Like, just imagine having to keep up with this front for, like, 5 years, basically. It's kind of scary. And, like, no one made me keep up the front. but it's almost impossible to change midway. And that's like the very sad thing about living according to people's perceptions of you, because you don't even know when you've done it for so long that you don't think you can even change midway and you're just stuck, kind of. Thank God I'm only in high school for 5 years. Just imagine if I was in high school for the rest of my life. Like, fuck me. I would be going fucking crazy. I've cussed so much in this episode and I'm so sorry. I'm sleepy. I don't know why I'm recording this, but I don't want the idea to leave my head. And I just want to talk and prove to myself that I can speak. And anything that happens to me that makes me not want to speak when I'm around people is an illusion in my head. I'm going fucking crazy. But yeah, when I just got tired of conforming to the perception that I was loud, I just decided to tone down. And whenever I would tone down and just be quiet because I didn't have anything to say, everyone would be asking me, are you okay? And I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Do I have to talk all the time? Do I have to talk just to talk? Like, I knew they were trying to care for me. Ugh, sure. But it's just like, I'm not even crying. I'm not even looking sad. I'm just not talking. And you're like, are you okay, bitch? But yeah, that's what I had to put up with in high school, and that's what I had to live up to when I was in high school. And then now I'm in uni and people probably perceive me as quiet. I'm not very fazed by anything to the point where I'm living up to anyone's perception. I'm honestly a very blank slate with no personality, basically. And I don't have any perception that I'm living up to right now because I started my podcast before I got into uni. So I just started like bringing out the real me, if that makes sense. And I don't even have the energy to conform to any perception of me right now. So like, I'm just not in the mood to keep up with any perception anyone has of me. So maybe I'm not showing the real me to anyone, but like, I'm now more aware of the fact that I've been living according to people's perceptions of me for a very long time, and now I don't care to do that anymore. I sound so fucking, like, sleepy. It's giving, it's not giving, it's supposed to give raspy voice, but it's giving, I've been on drugs since the day I was born, and I've been smoking cigarettes since I was born, and I don't like that, so sorry about that. But I think it's just very interesting how I've basically gone back to me before high school. And maybe now I'm not conforming to any perception of me, but I'm also not letting anyone know the real me because I just feel like it's not my space. And I don't feel like I've met anyone who shares the same mind as me, if that makes sense. So like, if I do meet someone that shares the same mind as me, of course I would let them in. But like, I just don't feel like this is my space. I don't really like the space, so I just enjoy being in my own universe and in my own mind and doing my own thing. And I think that's why I'm perceived as quiet, because I am very fucking quiet. I don't really talk to anyone. I've reached a point in my life where I don't talk to talk. Like, if I'm not saying anything of substance, I shut my mouth, except I want to be annoying, and that's when I just talk to talk. But in real life situations, I don't talk to talk. I just shut my mouth. And if I have anything to say, I would say it. If I don't, I wouldn't. It's so fucking simple. I don't see the need to be loud and have so much to say of no substance, especially when you're old. No offense. I know I'm not going to bring age into it, but it's just like, why are you at your big age always having something to say when it's of no substance? And I feel like people think it gives personality, but it's just like, I don't know what to tell you, babes. I don't know what to tell you. I don't judge people in the sense of, oh, wow, you talk too much. But it's just like, I can't really trust you if you talk too much. I think that's one of my biggest red flags, people who talk too much and always have something to say. So it's like, you can have all the great traits, but if you talk too much, everything is just a zero and you are a very big, bright red flag, or dark red, anyone you want. But it's just funny. The last perception that I want to talk about is the perception my family have of me. This is the most interesting one because It's the one that's supposed to be the most accurate, but it's actually not accurate. And I'm not even talking about my siblings. I'm talking more just other family members. My family probably, I don't know for sure, but they probably perceive me as nonchalant, stone cold, and maybe quiet, because it's kind of been the same thing since I was a child, like a younger child. But it's funny that it's actually accurate, but at the same time, it's so fucking inaccurate. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I tend to be nonchalant as a coping mechanism, obviously, but I also feel like me living up to their perceptions of me being nonchalant, it's what made me nonchalant in the first place. And I obviously love my family, and it doesn't really bother me that their perception of me isn't accurate, because they see my coping mechanisms, which is definitely what I put up. So they are accurate because they perceive me based off of what I show them. But because of the fact that I've lived up to their perceptions for 17 years, basically, there is a possibility of me continuing to comply to those perceptions for the rest of my life. And literally, my family has never seen me cry, ever. But I don't think anyone has actually ever seen me cry, besides maybe two close friends. And it's not even crying to them, they just saw me cry and I probably like ran away. Oh wait, now I get why they think I'm stone cold. It's kind of interesting though. But it's actually kind of crazy though, because I'm very fucking emotional. Very, like, extremely, to the point where it's actually scary to think that I don't think anyone has seen me cry. Only like a few people who saw me cry when I was crying, not like I cried to them. I don't think I've ever done that, ever, except on the phone. I think I've actually got into an argument with someone where I was just crying on the phone and yelling at them, but it wasn't like, I'm sad, I'm crying. It was more like, you're a fucking stupid bitch, fuck you. Tears were coming out of my eyes, but like, it's kind of interesting though. So I actually don't blame them for having those perceptions of me, because they see my coping mechanisms. But at the same time, it's like, I am living up to those perceptions because that's how you guys perceive me. So it's just kind of funny. It's really funny though, how people can just see you differently and you're able to comply to those perceptions, sometimes even unintentionally. And I think that's why I hang out with myself so much, because it's kind of freeing being with the only person who has gotten to meet the best version of myself. And this just kind of put things into perspective for me, because I'm always trying to reach like my best version, if that makes sense. Like, I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to outdo my past self. But it's like, the best version of myself already exists. I just haven't gotten the confidence to let everyone else see it. So it's just kind of interesting. But that version exists, and I live with that version. I feel like that's why I'm able to be at peace being by myself and being alone and hanging out by myself, because I knew that version and I've been living with that version since I was fucking maybe 2 years of age. And that version has always been there. It's just that because of the fact that I've been living according to people's perceptions of me, I have not gotten the chance to show people that version of me, if that makes sense. And I also noticed that I don't want to hang out with people anymore because of the fact that they already have perceptions of me, if that makes sense. Like, I want to hang out with new people who don't know me, have never heard anything about me, but I don't want to hang out with people who already have perceptions of me. Like, I've always wanted to move very far away from my family and live alone. I always turn down invitations from people I went to high school with, and I just make up an excuse not to see them. Not because I hate them, I actually really love them and I talk to them all the time on the phone, but because of the fact that I'm so detached from the person they know, and I don't want to hang around them anymore because of the fact that I don't resonate with the person they know. I don't feel the need to live up to those perceptions anymore. So it's just kind of interesting and weird. I feel like they kind of cut on because they don't invite me anywhere anymore. It's funny because it's like, wow, that kind of sucks. But like at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't even go anyways. So like, it doesn't have any reason to bother me. But it's just so interesting though. Wow. Everyone has a different perception of me that I may not even be aware of. And I think that's why I don't have perceptions of other people, because I feel like I'm the biggest fraud. Like, I was trying to think of how I perceive other people before I started recording this episode, and I couldn't think of that many. Because I'm so aware of the difference between perception and reality, that if someone started acting differently from the way they are perceived, I wouldn't even be like, oh wow, this is so strange. I would just be happy that they are showing me their real side. It's just crazy though. I'm having a shock moment. Like, wow, everyone sees me differently, and I can't really conform to everyone's perception of me. Even if I do try, I have tried. I don't try anymore, honestly. Everyone probably hates me. Cool. Not everyone, but like most people. Ah, cool. Fuck them anyways. But that's really all that I want to talk about. I sounded sleepy. I sounded like I'm on cigarettes. I sounded like I have some throat disease. I don't think I made any sense, but I just thought to talk about this, and I just had to talk about this, honestly. And you don't have to live up to people's perceptions of you. I'm not saying that everyone should get to know the real you. The real you is fucking precious. Keep that version to yourself until you find people who actually deserve to know the real you. But at the same time, don't let people's perceptions of you affect your reality. Express your true self always, anyhow you want. I have this podcast, so I'm fucking thankful that I get to put out the real me. Even if I sometimes don't realize that this is going on the internet. But I have somewhere that I'm storing the real me. And this is so fucking insane, because if I do eventually have kids, this is the biggest gift I can give them. Obviously, a very self-obsessed and vain gift. But like, just being able to have a live kind of, like, I'm able to sit here for like 30 something minutes, 40 something minutes, for, it's been a year now. Before you know, it's going to be 3 years, 4 years. Before you know it, I'm going to have kids, if I decide to have kids, and they get to hear their mom's opinions and what she had to say since she was 16. Like, that's fucking insane. That this is a gift. Like, this is a fucking gift. And I'm so happy that I have this. If you have a YouTube, that's even a bigger gift, honestly, because you have video too. But like, this is also very calming, because like, I can just, I'm actually going crazy. I don't know why I'm thinking about kids. I need to stop. Fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. But like, I can just imagine, like, my, let's say I have a teenage child, and you know, I'm like pissing them off, and they're like, what the fuck did my mom even do when she was a teenager? And then they're like listening to this. Like, that's insane. Hi, future kids, if I decide to have kids. Okay, I'm actually going crazy, but I'm ending this episode here. Express yourself, your true self. Maybe arts can even help you with that. Or even clothes, like, have fun. No fucking pressure. Like, one day, you're going to be with people who appreciate the real you, and you're going to be able to live as your authentic self with the people who actually understand you and who deserve to know the real you. And I think that's why I'm no longer putting pressure on myself to make friends, because not many people are going to understand my sick and twisted brain. And not many people get me, and that's fine. Even the small drops of things that I say, they don't get it, and I just close back up. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, let me just open up so that, you know, I don't kill myself, haha, with the thoughts that I have in my head. But then I'm like, babes, the small things you've shared, who has gotten it? Who has made you feel like you're not crazy? Not many people. So being misunderstood is way worse than not being heard at all. So I'm just going to kind of keep to myself till I find people who get me. How am I going to find them if I don't put myself out there? I don't fucking know. God is going to pull through for me. And I'm going to be a princess that has everything given to her by the man upstairs. But that's all I have to say. My dream life is literally me having people or even a person who just gets me, and we can just talk about stuff and never shut up. I used to think that I was so stone cold and nonchalant that I could never see myself in a romantic relationship. But then I just realized that that's just someone's perception of me. And when I met someone who understood me, I was just blown away. And life just started to make sense, if that makes sense. Like, life started to make sense. And I think it's so fucking crazy how human beings work and how being understood just makes someone a different human being. And I think that's why I don't judge people, because you don't fucking get the person. And that's why you think they're crazy, or that's why you think they're acting different. But it's like, you don't even get the person. You don't even understand the person. So, like, you don't have the right to say that they are crazy, if that makes sense. So, like, it's just interesting. I've said that, like, 10 times in this episode. But if you want anyone to talk to, text me on the gram. If you're like, oh, wow, I don't feel like anyone would get me, text me on the gram. The funny thing is, I don't ever feel like I need to get people. I know I'm like, oh, you have to find people who get you. But it's like, many people don't get me. Like, many people that I've been in relationships with, they don't get my fucking crazy mind. But they still make me feel like I'm a human being and I'm not stupid. Even if they don't get it. Even if they don't know what I'm talking about. They're just like, well, I don't really get what you're saying, but I'm happy that you're talking about shit that makes you happy, and that's all I need to hear, I guess. So I may not get you, I may not be able to relate to what you're saying, but I don't mind listening to people talk about what they enjoy doing. Like, nothing makes me happier than passion. Like, when people are just talking about things that they are passionate about, and I'm just like, wow. Anyways, I love happy people, and I'm going fucking crazy, so I'm ending the episode here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe to the pod, rate the pod, review the pod, do all of that. I love you guys very much, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. I'm sorry that I didn't make sense. I gave you guys a disclaimer. You listened through the episode. Don't insult me for not making sense because you chose to listen. I'm doing reverse psychology. It's 2 a.m. My sister is upstairs listening to Ashake and making noise. I can hear it very, very, very loudly. I don't mind though. We rate Ashake. The funny thing is, I'm someone that's always anti anything that's raining and anything that's like the it's thing now. But like, Ashake is fucking amazing. I'm not even kidding. I have never gone to my music app and typed out Ashake and listened to his songs, but I'm sure I knew almost every one of them. And that's insane. Also, before I end the episode, I've been trying to learn Umlando. That is the sexiest dance I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, on everything. Umlando is the best dance that anyone has ever come up with. It's so freaking attractive. And I've been trying to learn it. But my hips lie. They fucking lie. They don't move well. If I actually learn Umlando, what am I saying? Umlando. Is it Umlando? I've actually never heard anyone pronounce it, so like, sorry. But like, if I learn Umlando, I will go to the club just to show my Umlando to everyone. I'm going crazy, so see you guys in my next episode.